When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know the difference between hockey and those other sports? You gotta be tough to be a hockey player.
I idolized Dominic Hasek. I played goalie because of Dominic Hasek. My life in hockey has been started because of Sabres hockey. I didn't need playoffs this year. I wanted it, but I didn't need it. But when you screw up for the fans as much as the team has over the last, 5 years, and just don't hold yourself accountable, I'm sorry. I'll hang up and listen. I'm sorry.
Welcome to Two Goalies, One Mic, an in-depth look and behind-the-mask conversation about the greatest game on earth, where everything goes and nothing's off limits.
Now I'll tell you something about this guy.
This is only 3 minutes, eh?
Whammo!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 61 of Two Goalies, One Mic. I'm Johnny Cullen, joined alongside by Dwayne Steinel. Dwayne, how we doing, bub?
Feeling great, buddy. Excited for tonight. I'm real happy we were able to get this done. Special guest on tap for all of our listeners and viewers tonight, live on Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube. We have none other than Fargo Forest forward and Minnesota commit, Aaron Hughlin, not to mention, Buffalo Sabres draft pick and prospect. Buddy, how are you tonight?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure for us to have, you know, not only a Sabres draft pick, but, an American-born hockey player currently playing, like Dwayne said, for the Fargo Forest, playing alongside friend of the show, friend of the program, Mike Suda. I tried to call him and get some dirt, get any funny stories, and his exact words were, "Guy's literally the nicest human being in the world. There's nothing, Cole." He did tell me, though, your nickname is what, Hughie?
Yeah, it is.
That's a solid nickname, though. I like that. So great. Thanks for taking the time out. I know you guys are, right in the deep run of, regular season. You got a couple weeks left?
Yeah, we're actually just starting playoffs this weekend. We have Tri-City. So we have the fourth.
How have they been? You guys obviously, are they in your division?
Yeah, they're in the Western Conference.
So Western Conference, the USHL, obviously it's all strong. But going head-to-head, there's you get that animosity built up of playing them. How have you guys done so far against them this year?
Yeah, I think we're probably under 500 against them. But, we're both really skilled teams. I think Omaha and Sioux City, I'd say, probably don't have as much skill as us, but – they're hardworking team, so I think we'll have a good matchup against Tri-City.
So any of our Sabres fans listening, be sure to tune into that. USHL is some great hockey. Not only are you going to get to see a future Sabre, Hughie, light it up and hopefully take his team all the way to the Clark Cup Finals, but you're going to see a ton of good players, a ton of draft eligibles. Me and Dwayne likes to give me, shit all the time that, college and USHL is the way to go. I'm a major junior guy, but I have tons of respect for that league, and it's excited to have you on. So best of luck throughout playoffs. Now, as you guys saw in the intro, you got to put on the red, white, and blue and play for Team USA at the under-18, one of the world championships, the Hlinka Gretzky Cup. Still my favorite hockey memory. What was that like for you when you realized after Select 17s that you were playing?
Yeah, that was the biggest deal in my hockey career individually up to that point. So that was really special for me. Obviously playing for USA is every kid's dream. So yeah, that was probably the biggest moment.
Do you remember? I remember we get into the locker room and it's just like I hadn't experienced like the whole setup things. You got the trainers putting your stuff away. What was that moment like when you first pulled on that sweater? Because I couldn't take it off.
Yeah, no, it was pretty surreal.
You get those chills. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, this isn't even real.
Yeah.
But there comes with that added pressure, and I'm sure you guys felt it. We played over in Europe, which was a cool experience all in itself. They have the drums going. They chant. You know, it's different. Yeah. And you're in hostile territory. You guys got to play in Alberta, in Edmonton. And in that clip, we saw one of the filthiest goals I've seen. And Dwayne, the reason why I like it even more is it happened in a high-pressure moment. There's nothing like Canada-USA. And we talk about it all the time, especially World Junior time, Aaron. And it's, you know, it's a friendly rivalry for us being so close to Canada here in Buffalo. And there's a rich history of that. So, you know, Dwayne, if you don't mind, I got to ask him to take us through that goal real quick.
I mean, you stole it right from me. I was going to actually ask him the same thing. Just it was, you know, I remember that goal pretty vividly, but I won't lie. I honestly didn't realize you were, you know, property of the Buffalo Sabres while watching it all
track. I don't think it was.
You know, he wasn't. But like later on when I watched it, even later on, I didn't realize like he was drafted by Buffalo. And then I went back and looked up and I'm like, holy crap, like this kid's property of my team. This is amazing. And just watching you, you know, cut behind the net and just, you know, what's going through your mind in that moment? Like, is it just, obviously that stuff you normally only try and practice, but like, again, in possibly one of the biggest stages that your age group could ever be on in such a dramatic moment, like, what was that like? What was going through your mind in that moment?
Yeah, no, I've been asked that a lot. And honestly, it was just such a like perfect opportunity. Like I had practiced that so many times back home, just never in a, I tried it once in a game before that. And I got it up and then I missed the net. So, I mean, the opportunity was there and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. And luckily it went in, so.
Now, as a goalie coach, you know, I'm trying to start to defend against that. And it's really, we try to seal the post in our RVH. We take away the lower half of the net. But I find myself having to have our goalies put our head into the puck. Yeah. Outside of that and maybe coming across with our stick to throw it off balance. It's a very hard play to defend. How much of that is the puck being on edge there, right? Because you have to do it with speed. And trying to watch the replay for me, I was trying to see, man, you picked that up so flawlessly, right? It's not easy to do that in the heat of the moment, right? So were you able to recognize that you might have had, you know, that puck leaning over towards your forehand?
Yeah, I mean, that picking up motion, I think, is like, that's the biggest part. Right. Obviously, doing it at a high speed is a whole other thing. So, like, I mean – once you can get that first part down, it's not as hard as it looks, I guess you could say.
Modesty. Love it. You yeah. Sooner wasn't kidding, he is the nicest guy in the world.
Not as hard as it looks, buddy. I couldn't try that. I couldn't get that done the way as flawlessly as you did, if I tried it 100 times.
It's funny. Well, I just actually missed it in a game.
How did Donny Eads feel about that?
Oh, well, Eads is the GM, so I didn't hear from
him. Oh, not the coach anymore. Oh, my
God. Yeah, well, Pierre-Paul Lammers is our coach. But, yeah, he honestly didn't say anything. We were up on the team. We were playing Waterloo, and so, I don't know.
Hey, you give – when you're up on a team, you have that flexibility to try
something. Yeah.
But I think, man, it speaks a lot, Dwayne, to, you know, you have to have that confidence. You have to have that ability. We're seeing in today's NHL – you know, a lot more, it's not like it was 20 years ago when, you know, you had to bide your time in the AHL forever, right? Like we're seeing a lot of young skill players have impact. And, you know, one of the guys on, you know, you've played with a ton of these guys that are now stepping into the league. It's got to be a surreal experience. And for me, it was, I know I can compete. I've competed against these guys all the way up. They're now having success in that league. Do you think about that at all? You know, I know you have, you know, Minnesota lined up, but your ultimate goal is to play in the National Hockey League. To see guys that you've played with and against start to break into the league, what's that like? How do you feel about that? And you still keep in touch with a lot of those guys?
Yeah. You know, like a lot of those guys I didn't play with. Like obviously a lot of the kids who went to the program, all those guys are stepping in the league. But you know, it's honestly, it's cool to see those guys like step in the league and see like, all right, they can do it. Like, cause obviously it's going to be a huge step if that opportunity comes one day. So seeing some guys ahead of you doing it, it's kind of encouraging. So
what was it like playing with Artur Kaliev? Cause he was on your line, right? Or was it just for that play?
Yeah, I think it was just for that play, but, yeah, he's quite the player. He's just scores goals.
I heard he's just an interesting guy in the room. Just a guy that everybody loves. You know what I mean? He plays. I love to meet him one day. So that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, going into, you know, you're all set to go to Minnesota. Did you know, I got to go to St. Cloud State for a festival, right? And I didn't, you know, coming from out here, we played against Shattuck. We played against, you know, that select Minnesota team in tournaments. But I never really got to go out there besides festivals. And for that, we're really just right on campus. Did you know that you wanted to be a University of Minnesota guy your whole life? You a Gophers fan?
Yeah. I was always a Gophers fan. I was also a Sioux fan too. So, like, it was – growing up, it was, like
– that rivalry was insane, man.
Yeah, and neither of those –
they're not in the same conference anymore.
What's that?
It's a shame that they're not in the same conference anymore with the Big Ten and the NCHC. You know what I mean? I love those games. Yeah. It's intense. Did you go to games as a kid there?
Yeah, I went to a couple Gopher games and then a few Sioux games too. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, Dwayne, before we get on to, you know, Sabre stuff and other, like, I got one last question. I'm a big fan, and I have been for the longest time, of the Minnesota State Tournament. You played for, I'm going to pronounce it wrong. I always said it was Rosu. What school did you go to?
Rozo.
Wow. I'm so old. too many pucks to the head, buddy. You know, just grow for people that don't know, Minnesota high school hockey is the best high school hockey on the planet. You have guys like yourself stepping seamlessly right into the USHL, which you don't see anywhere else. You know, if you play high school hockey in Western New York, you'd be lucky to play a USPHL premier. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different animal. It's, I guess, what high school football would be in Texas. What was that like? Did you guys get close to the tournament?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we never made it here in my
it's 40. Just a battle just to get there. People don't get it.
Yeah, it really is. Let's see. Yeah, so we never made it. We my first year, sophomore season, we made it to the section finals, the game to go to state, and then we lost 6-0. So we got smoked. So that was the closest we made it, which is pretty unfortunate. And then my senior year, we had a pretty good team, but still couldn't quite get there. But, you know, I know a lot of guys who have played there and obviously grew up wanting to play there and watching on TV and going to the games. And it's, yeah, like you said, it's just a different animal. So
I love watching the recaps, the videos. I've gone down, you know, rabbit holes where just start with one video, watching the highlights, and pretty soon I've watched an entire season. They had that cool documentary they did on YouTube where they followed a couple teams around. Yeah, and that was really cool. Middlestat was in one of them, Dwayne. I got to show it to you.
I think you did. Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah. It's really surreal. It's real cool. You know, now going back to that, obviously, you know, we're going to touch on a lot of stuff with Minnesota, but going to that day when you got that phone call, who called you from the organization? Was it Kevin Adams?
No, it was Steve Greeley.
Yeah. Cause I know they were switching off, you know, cause obviously this year was a very unprecedented year for all sports in general. Yeah. So, you know, I feel bad, not just for obviously, you know, anybody whose draft year it was, but just like, obviously, Cully, me and you have talked about it. Just, you know, junior players who lost out on opportunities when it came to certain tournaments or, I seen high school teams lose out on opportunities for, you know, state championships and things like that. Just a very unprecedented year. But, you know, you sent me some pictures of, like, you know, you with your family. And just, like, I'd imagine you probably got to spend that moment with more family probably than you would have had it been, like, anywhere near any type of normalcy. So, like, what was that moment like when you did get that phone call from Steve Greeley? You know, like, what were the emotions like? Did you talk to Buffalo leading to this, or did you have any conversations?
Yeah, so I had conversations with quite a few teams, but obviously I didn't know for sure where I was going to go in the draft. I had an idea, but honestly, that day is pretty nerve wracking. Obviously you gather your whole family together and like, you never know, like something could happen, you don't get picked. So like, obviously it's a pretty nerve wracking day, but yeah, once I saw my name on the screen, it was just a big relief and obviously super excited to go to Buffalo. So yeah, it was pretty awesome. And then that call was really cool.
Now with you being obviously a commit to be a Golden Gopher, you know, did you have any conversations with any previous alumni like Casey? Did I even reach out, you know, to congratulate you?
No, I didn't hear from them. Let's see.
Have you got to meet any of them yet?
I got to meet Will Borgen quite a bit. We actually flew out together in Fargo. Nice. He's from Moorhead, so I got to talk with him quite a bit and spend some time with him. So
that's awesome. He looks really good right now.
Borgen's been real great. Good. And I just remember I got to go to Sabres development camp, Aaron, in 2012, my overage season. It's a lot of these guys, you know, even in a normal year back then with no COVID, a lot of these guys are meeting for the first time. You know, sure, you've played against if there's Western guys there, you know what I mean? So it's a lot of, you know who they are, but you've never got to meet them. So you're going to have a blast, man. I soak it all in, bud, because it's going to be great, you know? And you're going to love Buffalo. I really mean it. We're a passionate town that wants so much so to just see our team be successful. And as much as, you know, things have been struggling lately, you know, the young core of guys, the turnaround this last half of the season has been so encouraging to watch. So to have players like yourself, you know, especially an American-born kid, to come in and hopefully be part of that solution is so exciting. And we're rooting for you here, but I really mean that. And it's going to be fun to follow along that journey. You know, it puts a smile on my face just putting myself back at that age, right? You got your whole hockey life ahead of you, but you try to stay in the moment. And, you know, right now it's got to be that Clark Cup, but, you know, you set yourself up, like Dwayne said, for Minnesota. Now, did you remember Casey Middlestat? Like, obviously being a Minnesota guy, you remember him playing for, you know, high school hockey and then going to the same path you took, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I grew up watching him. So I lived in Roseau, which is 6 hours away from where he's from. Yeah. So I didn't – it's like growing up, I would go down to the cities and skate and different things. And there was one time where I got to skate with him. It was just at, like, some summer development thing. So that's the only time I've stepped foot on the ice with him. But yeah, growing up, watched him in the tourney and then at the Gophers for the year he was there. So yeah, I've grown up watching him.
Dwayne, I have a quick question for him. Hockey, like getting into the hockey stuff, you all right with that? Or you had anything
else? Absolutely, buddy. Yeah, like I said, listen, you, like when Cully gets opportunities to tell Cully stories, you'll see a twinkle in his eye. You'll see that smile get a little bigger. I just kind of sit back because, you know, he'll never put the yearbook away.
Hey, I haven't cut the cord yet for my career, so still hanging on. The only good part about playing the OHL, Aaron, is I got traded 4 times, so I got 4 different sets of Gitch, got a lot of different team hoodies. You know, looking at your game, obviously highly skilled, talking to a couple of your teammates, you know, they said explosive, the word came up, very deceptive. You have, you know, very good hips, your ability to use that Mohawk turn to be able to, you know, use that deception to create space, hard to defend on one-on-ones with that, you know, combination of speed and deception. Also for Sabres fans, his curl and shot, his ability to get in and change the release point off the rush, is a big part of your game. And it's very hard for, you know, goaltenders to track that shot. That's why, you know, the best players in the world seem to have that in their arsenal. Auston Matthews, Jack Eichel, you know, these guys do it so well. And obviously we see it in your highlights. How would you describe your game?
I'd say
don't be honest.
Yeah, no. My greatest asset is just my hockey sense, just ability to read the game. And that's come from like where I grew up. It was just like we had a rink open like all day long, all winter long. And so like my parents would just drop me off on a Saturday at 9 a.m. and then pick me up at 9 p.m. and just eat at the rink. Yeah. So like just playing with my buddies all the time. That's how I developed as a player. And then obviously growing a lot in the USHL too. But so yeah, probably my hockey sense is my greatest asset. And then my skating, like you mentioned, like the Mohawks and stuff, just trying to be deceptive with my skating and my hands too. So those are probably what I would say my greatest.
Well said, well said. And it's so important in today's game. You see these elite skaters taking the league by storm, right? And I, you know, I kind of lived through that transition from 2005 post lockout to now, see how the game has changed. And in order to be successful, you need to have elite level speed and not just straight line speed, but the ability to, you know, get horizontal, as I like to say, and, you know, cross that royal road. Another thing that I've noticed, and your teammates reaffirm this to me, is your ability to be so strong on your skates and your edges. And that becomes so important as you start playing against men, right? And I'm sure that that's going to serve you well at Minnesota. But where did that come from? Is that just a testament to your preparation, your ability to train and be strong? And that's a lot of balance too, right? Like it's that ability to lean on a defender and give yourself space and be able to still possess the puck is so, so important for skilled forwards to be able to create chances for themselves off of that one-on-one battle. You know, how long has that been a part of your game? Is that something that you spent more time working on these past couple of years?
That's all came too, just from playing like with my buddies, honestly, just because like I haven't trained really in like up to since I started like 2 years. So I'm really excited for this summer to really get down to it and start training and build more explosiveness and stuff too, just cause I feel like I don't have an extra step like I had necessarily, which I think will easily come back after some training, but whatever I have, I guess, is just come from developing as a player and play a lot of hockey.
Yeah, I couldn't say it better myself. You know, when you said that, your parents dropping you off in the morning and picking you up at night, you know, eat your meals at the rink and get right back out there, man. Brought back so many good memories for Dwayne and I. Like, it's just, you missed that. And then you throw in COVID, Dwayne, and you brought it up before, like a lot of players, in whether it's last year, junior, the 2000s, you know, kids that missed out on their high school senior season, Dwayne, you hit the nail on the head. Like, I feel for you guys. I'm working with a ton of players now, and they're all trying to play catch up, right? And I guess the good thing for them is that everybody is really, right? But you guys have at least gotten to play through a little bit. I know last season was tough, not being able to games, but yeah, tell all the kids, you know, like you have to play, right? Whether that's shinny with your buddies, whether you're playing on the outdoor rink, whatever it is, get on the ice, have fun. And your story is a testament to that, right? Like, yes, it's important to do skill skates and clinics and all that, but your love of the game, your hockey identity really shines through from all the things that you've been doing your whole life. So it's really, really cool. I think our fans will really love to hear that, Aaron. That's a really cool way of answering that. I appreciate you know, the honesty and giving us a peek at that. So going into this summer, you know, I know you got playoffs on your minds. What's that? What's a day in the life in the summer for you going to look like? Where are you going to train? Are you going to get up to Minnesota on campus early? Do you know yet what you have planned?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure yet. We'll see how COVID affects things, but I think generally they'll have their freshmen for sure come in like late June and then stay until I think August, but I'm not sure how COVID will affect that or if things have changed with the coaching change a few years ago. So I'm kind of waiting to see, but I think for sure I'll be living in the city somewhere on my own, just training. So
awesome.
Haven't found a place yet. So we'll see.
Dwayne, my phone went off. I'll pay the $5 fine. That's chalk it up, throw it on the board.
I love it.
Yeah. Obviously, University of Minnesota too. That's a Big Ten team, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're gonna be facing off with Michigan, and you know another guest that'll be on with us hopefully here soon in a month is goaltender Eric Portillo, future teammate of yours with the Buffalo Sabres. just coming off a very strong freshman season. Obviously, we just talked about COVID. Their season was cut short early because of COVID. You know, they were the second ranked team in the nation, and obviously they had to pull out of the tournament. Really disappointed. Big friend of the program, goalie coach Steve Shields.
Steve Shields,
you know, been on the show with us a few times. Really good guy, a good friend. You know, what exactly, you know, in terms of college hockey, what teams, you know, are you look, what teams are you most looking forward to, you know, lining up across from?
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's no bad game, at that level. So, obviously, like we mentioned earlier, I don't know if it was off or not, but North Dakota, I think we'll end up playing them.
Yeah. The Sioux Gopher rivalry. What would that be like for you if you had to start that game?
Yeah, that's going to be absolutely crazy. I don't know where the games will be or if how many we'll have against them, but that's going to be something else.
I hope that – Dwayne, we got to set it up. We got to influence the selection committee. So at next year's Frozen Four in the play-in games, North Dakota, Minnesota, we have to set it up. I would love that. That would be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be phenomenal, man. I love college hockey. I love everything about it. Obviously once you get to the pro level, things change. You know, it becomes, you know, obviously more money becomes more involved, whereas I feel like there's more passion involved at the college and junior level. You know, you're obviously playing to get to that point, but it's really more about like the I'm not trying to take away, say, the love of the game isn't existent in the national. Obviously it is. But like, it's just a pure passion and love for the game at that younger age level that's what's so fun to watch, man. I love college hockey.
That atmosphere can't be replicated. I think you hit the nail on the head, Dwayne. It's that, you know, you're with your brothers, right? You're at the same school. You're representing that crest, that logo, and you got all your classmates there. And I can't wait for hockey to get back to normal, because that's such a huge part of it. Like, don't get me wrong, Aaron, playing in London in front of 10,000 people was cool, but except when I got lit up by Kadri and Domi and all those assholes. But playing, I never got to experience playing in front of my classmates, and I got to coach Division III hockey here and saw a little bit of that. And I don't regret my path. But you know what I mean? It's definitely – is that something you look forward to getting back out there in front of the fans? What's the arena? Is it Mariucci Arena?
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be so cool. I can't wait. Dwayne, we got to do a special thing for his opening college start at Mariucci. That's going to be cool.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. We got a comment here. I smell a two-goalie, one mic, Notre Dame versus Minnesota group live stream. Yeah. I think you might be right, Steve. I think you might be right. You know, producer Steve here helps a lot with the show. One of the guys behind the scenes always helps set things up, you know, especially with the YouTube channel. I think you're right, Steve. For sure, we're going to do a live stream for sure. I love everything about college hockey, man. I can't wait to see you suit up as a Minnesota Gopher. Obviously, we have a few Sabres. We're not going to say their names right now. We're not going to reveal the names because that's going to play into later on in the show. But, you know, we've had some, you know, pretty famous Sabres, you know, don that jersey as well. When you get here to Buffalo, I'm sure you've heard a lot about the city, you know, but have you ever actually been to Buffalo?
Yeah. So when I got drafted in 2019, we came out there for the player development camp.
Okay. Yeah. You're right. I wasn't sure because of COVID and everything, but yeah, that was the year before.
Yeah.
That's my mistake.
Came out there, and then, I came out there before the draft too, for, I can't remember what it was called, but it was kind of just like a development deal. But
was it the combine?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't like the top whatever combine, but.
Oh, you mean the individual team combines?
Yeah, they do it at the Harvard Center.
I got to go to one. I was there with Mark Scheifele because he was there draft year.
And tell him your sock story.
Tell him your sock story. Let me tell it. Do you remember when Central Scouting comes to measure us in the beginning of season?
Yeah.
So I was 5'10 and a half on a good day. And every goalie throughout that stretch was like 6'1", right? That was a big thing. Yeah. So we're playing against the Erie Otters. I'm playing for the Niagara Ice Dogs at the time. So we're in Jamestown, which is a city in between the two, not far from where we live. So I'm there, my family's there, and the boys come in. It's all new to me. And they're like, hey, Central Scouting's here. All the 91s or late 90s come on out to get measured. And, you know, I'm thinking, so I put on like 8 pairs of socks to give me maybe a couple inches. I'm nervously waiting. They get up there. There's the three guys that got the NHL coats on, right? And they're measuring guys. And I'm up next and, you know, try not to look nervous or step up. He's like, all right, take your socks off barefoot. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, what do? I don't want to take 8 pairs of socks off in front of these guys. They're going to tell everybody. So I'm like, I got to pee. So I ran out of there and whipped them off. But so I got measured in at 5'10 and 6/8 or 3/4, whatever it is.
I tested pretty high to become a New York State Trooper years and years ago. And, you know, part of the process, you go to Albany and you go through your physical ability test, like your written testing, your drug testing, everything. And one of the things they're very stringent about, and it's the most stringent in the country, is, you know, body art, tattoos. And you can't have a tattoo that falls below like your sleeve line where the uniform falls. So I remember I actually have a Boston Red Sox tattoo on my arm of Jason Varitek punching Alex Rodriguez in the face. One of my grandpa's favorite moments, because he hates the Yankees, hated A-Rod. So it fell just below the waistline. So I remember going up there to get my picture taken, because that's how they judge if you have to get it removed or not. I had to hike my chest up like this so the sleeve would fall that much more further down. And the guy goes, why are you staying? Like, stand normal.
Hey, where are you carrying?
I was up on my toes, and he goes, why are you standing like that? I was like, oh, I was raised in a military family. That's just the way I was raised. Like, oh, okay. So he took a picture. I got lucky. Obviously, I didn't get a job. Judging from the beard, they're not going to let this, you know,
this guy, you know,
rug on state troopers' faces. But, you know, I got – it was funny. I got the picture taken. I didn't notice it. I took the shirt off. He goes, huh, surprised that tattoo didn't show up. He goes – What is that? I was like, oh, that's Varitek punching A-Rod in the face. And I'm like, huh, you're lucky I'm a Red Sox fan, kid.
I love it. Classic mix.
Oh, yeah. That's just my, I guess, my relatable story to that, seeing as I was washed up after junior college when it came to hockey.
Hey, Dwayne, we all end up in beer league eventually. Unfortunately, you know, some of us make millions of dollars. You know what? I was getting chirped. Andrew Shaw just retired. I was Andrew Shaw's teammate in Niagara. I've told the story before on the air, Aaron, but pretty much we got into a little beef. We had a practice scrap. I got my face punched in by Shawzy. He definitely won the tilt. I may have landed one punch, maybe. And then Cully gets traded 2 days later to the last place, Kingston Frontenacs. So, yeah, buddy. Yeah.
His suitcase was always...
It all worked out in the end. I ended up in Windsor, got to play with Cassie and Alice. It all worked out.
His suitcase was always packed on trade deadline day.
Trade deadline was January 9th. Every single January 8th, I just, after that first year, bags were packed, just ready to go. You know what I mean? Yeah. And sure, three out of the four trade deadlines I got dealt.
Speaking of beer league, big 5-2 dub last night for the Hart Foundation. Couple clicks for Dwayne. Let's give it here. Couple clicks for Dwayne. Absolutely. Coming off a 3-game losing streak, had to get one in
off
there.
The Schneid. You got to get that monkey.
One of those games. I wasn't there for. I chose to go watch WrestleMania.
Bad team guy. Hey, so
we got pumped hard that night too, dude. It was bad.
Dwayne, I know. Did you have one last segment to do? I don't want to keep this guy too long. I know he's got.
No. We have another question in here. Same guy. Let's just get this question out of the way early, Aaron. Blue cheese or ranch with your wings?
Ranch.
What? What? No. What? Dude, they might not let you in the city, dude.
Breaking news.
That's what I heard.
Aaron Hughlin's rights have been traded to the Montreal Canadiens.
Hey, tell you what, when we go out for dinner, you'll give me some blue cheese.
Yes, yes. You know what, Dwayne? I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I've had blue cheese other places, and it tastes like a carpet of a car. It does not taste good. Hughes, when you come down, we'll take you to a couple wing spots. I'm telling you, man, I never liked blue cheese. I never liked any white condiments. I hate ranch. I had a girlfriend that would put it in her cereal, and I hate it ever since. But no, the blue cheese obviously didn't.
I just put that in the group chat. I just put that in the group chat. Aaron Hughlin, it's official. Ranch.
Oh my God.
You have to put an asterisk because he's willing to try real blue. He's never had blue cheese. He's never had the real stuff, Dwayne. He's a youngin'.
Oh.
That's what happened. Yeah, you gotta be converted once.
Right.
You should. You know, I feel guilty now.
In the train wreck group text right now. No lie, all capital letters. Cut him from the stream right effing now.
Well, hey, a little background, Aaron. For some reason, Buffalo is so passionate about their food, right? And it is what it is. And if for no kidding, the past like 3 or 4 years on social media, it has become a shitstorm of people. Any Buffalo athlete that doesn't say blue cheese over ranch, everybody's get their rifles out. Let's form the militia up. Let's run them out of town. It's been a big ongoing joke. So, hey, Dwayne, you know what? At least the kid is ready to he tightened it up right away. He said, "I'm willing to be converted," and that's all you want to see. Good players,
Willingness to get better. Willingness to be better. Hashtag blue cheese. That's all I'm gonna say. But Buffalo is known for across the country, man. When it comes to food, it doesn't get much better than Buffalo, New York. That's a fact, man. Yeah. You'll learn that real quick. But real quick before we let you go. Hidden Valley.
What are you laughing at?
Changes otherwise. Hidden Valley Hughie.
That's awful.
Oh, producer Steve, I love it. Got a lot of comments coming on the text line too.
Producer Steve's on a heater right now. Just his comments.
We're getting a lot of texts on the text line too. This
Fire up your last segment. I feel terrible.
All right, so obviously we are all born in different eras. How old are you, Aaron? Are you 19?
20.
Okay, 20. So we're all. Like, I'm 33. Cully just turned 30. A couple of late belated birthday clicks for Cully. But we're gonna do a little thing called Battle of the Eras, the Eras for sure. That's what we'll call it. That's me half-assing it. I'm going to ask you 10 questions that were more or less based in mine and Cully's, where the era we grew up in. And if you can't answer 5 out of 10 of these 10 correct, when you come to Buffalo for development camp, you got to buy us dinner.
All right.
We're going to shake on it. Couple clicks on it. We have your word. All right. So first question, do you know what a VCR is? And if so, what is it?
Video something recorder. Is it not?
Yeah. He's
He's just guessing.
I don't even know what the CD is for.
What goes in a VCR?
It's a reel.
A what?
It's like that. Whatever. No.
Ah! Oh my God! Okay.
You know what? VCR. Hey, used to watch movies on. You put those old big tapes in them. I had a DVD player before we had DVDs when we were kids. We'd have to take these tapes, VHS tapes, and it's a big black thing like this big. It has two white circles. You put it in. That's the movie. Trust me, we're a better species that they're no longer around.
From Trainwreck, Maniac from Trainwreck is obviously, it says Zach Sheldon, what we call him, Maniac. Is Aaron still a big Imagine Dragons guy?
Not really. It must have been a phase.
Hey, I have a couple Imagine Dragon songs on my pregame list, so.
I do too. Thunder's a banger. Thunder's a banger. It bangs, for sure.
Wait, side question really quick. What is your go-to song right now, Hughes? What's on the playlist for the game?
For the game. Live It Up by Airborne.
There you go.
I like it. Yeah. Can you name the nickname that the line made up of Gilbert Perreault, Rene Robert, and Rick Martin? Do you know the nickname of that line, that historic Sabres line?
Oh, buddy, we weren't even alive.
I joke with one of my teammates, Tristan Bros. You heard of him? He'll be a probably second rounder this year. But him and I just never grew up watching hockey. Like, we always tell each other, our teammates, like, "Oh, you just see the games?" Like, no. Like,
all right, I'm going to give you the first one because you did kind of have it. I'll give you that one, but you're 1 for 2.
All right.
Name one 90s sitcom not named Friends.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Oh, and a boy.
I bet somebody $10 that you
clicks for the old boy.
They bet me $10 that you would say Seinfeld. I said, no way. There's no way he's saying Seinfeld. I owe somebody $10. That's fantastic. All right. You're two for three. Fourth question. What is a hacky sack?
It's that like bead filled thing that you play. It's kind of like sewer.
Yeah, it is sewer. That's exactly like sewer.
Three for four. I'm struggling.
Side question. Are you a good sewer ball player?
No.
Honestly, I was terrible too.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right.
Play though.
Next question. What does AOL stand for?
Oh, it's a website.
What does it stand for?
AOL. No, I don't know.
America Online.
Okay.
Back in our day, that's how we accessed the internet, and it had to go directly through the phone line. You had this whole dial-up sound to even get on the internet, and if somebody decided to pick up the phone while you were using the internet, it booted you right off.
Yeah.
Not only that, we had this instant messenger called AIM, and that's how we talked to people.
Away messages.
Things called away messages, so you'd sign on, and you'd put an away message up, and I used to put the softest messages and lyrics ever. I went back and looked, and I wanted to bury myself. My last moment on this, Dwayne, my screen name on AM for a long time was the Starburst Pimp. No questions taken.
Move on. My name was Dwayner, Dwayner 39 BW, and BW stood for brick wall.
All right, question six. What do we got?
All right, next question. What was the famous line of books written by R.L. Stein?
Oh, that's tough. I think I know it.
You don't know it? Or you got to be kidding me.
What do you get on your skin when you get like nervous or hyped up? What did
Don't you dare.
What did you get when you put on the USA jersey?
Oh, let's see. Oh, man.
Little bumps on your skin.
No, you're not. You're done.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps, right, Dwayne?
Goosebumps.
Sorry, I'm just trying to help the kid. He's battling hard.
He's battling in the corners. I love it.
Good team guy. You know I'm a glue guy.
That's right. All right. Who was the famous Minnesota Gopher drafted by the Sabres in 2003?
What was the question?
Who was the famous Minnesota Gopher drafted by the Buffalo Sabres in 2003?
He lit it up at the Frozen
Topic, Holly.
Kyle Okposo?
No!
Thomas Vanek.
Oh, shoot, yeah.
Hey, so that Frozen Four was here in Buffalo. I went to that game as a kid. I saw Vanek live, and he was absolutely a wagon.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable.
All right, next question. You are now three for one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Ooh, three for seven. Next questions are. I honestly didn't think he'd get three by now. I'm not gonna lie, I did not think he'd get three, and I was really generous with that first one.
Kids passing expectations already. You know, guys are stud. Sign him. Right. Get him a contract.
All right. Name one character from the show Friends.
Well, it's Jennifer Aniston. Rachel?
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Your boy's buzzing.
Four for
He's
eight.
He's buzzing, Jake buzzing. Let's go.
Oh, no.
He's back to 50% mark here, Dwayne. I think you said he'd be lucky to get 2 out of 10 before the show.
I didn't think he'd get this far. I'm not going to lie.
Keep going, kid. Two more miles.
I got a couple here. I gotta decide which one I'm gonna pick. Hold on. Because this could be the difference between
fire it up.
Big one. Lead singer of Nirvana.
He's dead.
I'm dead.
Rhymes with Bert Brobain. Kurt Cobain.
It's Kurt Cobain.
Okay.
It's Kurt Cobain. You are 4 for 9. It's coming down to the 10th question. Right. This is number 10. I'm contemplating sending you a softball here, okay? I'm contemplating sending him a softball. All right. Name one other member of NSYNC not named Justin Timberlake. Give me a first name.
Of NSYNC?
Any member of NSYNC.
Wait, not do you even know who NSYNC is?
No.
See, wait, that's a tough question. Man, who's is he gonna listen to a boys band when he's in the
world? It's NSYNC. Come on, dude.
Oh, time out. What year were you born? 01?
Yeah.
Dwayne, buddy, they were breaking up and he hasn't even been, he's a fetus.
But that's the point. That's the point of the show. That's the era we grew up in.
Hey, I'm gonna give you a hint, okay? That's a fair hint. There's a couple different options here. All right. If I'm gonna say the hockey chirp, blank bag of donuts.
He's cut out what?
It's a first name, okay? If I'm going to use the chirp, hey, blank bag of donuts, what was the name I would put in front of that? Maybe you've never heard this chirp. We're from Minnesota. Shit. All right. Think of a real fruity name. It starts with the letter L for a boy. A soft name.
Lenny.
That's close.
Lance. Lance. We're looking for Lance. We're looking for Lance.
And for the record, the term is Joey Bag of Donuts.
Joey Bag of Donuts. Oh God. I'm trying to help you here, man. I'm trying to help you. I know that was a tough question, but
so end up next to a guy on a draw and be like, hey, fucking Joey Bag of Donuts, fuck. Just mix it in.
All right. Let me think here.
Bert Cobain. Yeah, Steve. I know my mind was spinning.
Last question. I'll give you a chance here. Last question. What TV show was Will Smith on?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
All right. That was about the biggest softball I could have given you, and I gave it to you. All right. I did you a favor there. All right. So we'll meet you in the middle. We'll buy you dinner.
Oh yeah, we'll take
you. We'll buy you dinner.
There you go.
We will take you to the best spot in Buffalo. You know, that's probably cheap, but still has good food.
Yeah. We're taking him to Barbill, and you know it.
We're taking him to Barbill or Gabriel's Gate or somewhere around that. These good wings. And I will tell you this, Aaron. I will tell you this. If you ask for ranch with your chicken wings, they will probably make you leave. I'm not kidding.
Hey, willing to learn.
Yeah. See, hey, I'm going to go on the record, okay? Do a damage control. Immediately, without hesitation, he was ready to concede, and he said, you know what? I'm open to trying blue cheese. Loved it. Love to see it. You know, he's willing Love to be a team. No, hey, you'll enjoy it here. I have no doubt that you're going to have a great rest of the run here in Fargo. Go bring home that Clark Cup. Enjoy your summer. Get after it at Minnesota. I'm a huge Michigan fan, but I'll be cheering on the Gophers next year. So
I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. If I'm not sure, schedule probably hasn't released yet. But when Michigan hosts Minnesota, I will get in contact.
We're going.
I'll get in contact with Stevie, and we'll make sure we're in the building for sure. So absolutely. That is a game I will not miss. I don't care, you know, if I'll quit my job. I won't quit my job, but I'll be there. But again, Aaron, thank you so much for coming on with us, man. Before everybody goes, I just want to make sure that you do know that this podcast is brought to you by manscaped.com. Use the code word Trainwreck for 20% off plus free shipping. That's TRAINWRECK. Get you 20% off plus free shipping. Get yourself the Lawnmower 3.0. Unbelievable razor. Obviously, I need to get using it because I've let it a little wild on my face here. It comes with a built-in flashlight to help you with your edging, and it's waterproof to use in the shower. Aaron's got a hot date in a rush. Got to hop in the shower, use the razor, waterproof.
Hey, he's married to the game, brother.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. Also brought to you by Amherst Ale House. Go to Amherst Ale House for all Sabres games. Gets half off pitchers for most pitchers of beer. Molson Canadian, Labatt's, Blue Light, the whole nine yards. Plus half off medium pepperoni pizzas. So get over to Amherst Ale House now for all Sabres games. I know we only have a handful of games left here. I think it's like 9 or 10. Get over there. Get half off your pitchers of beer plus medium pepperoni pizzas. And, of course, our newest sponsor, Outlet Liquor. What's your outlet? Don't haste. Go pick up a case. Aaron, again, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it. Hopefully we can have you on again here some point over the next few months, you know, as your college season heats up.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Hughesy, enjoy the moment, man. Go out and win a Clark Cup. Can't wait to see you in the blue and gold, buddy. You got a bright future ahead of you. You're a great kid, and I'm really rooting for you, man. So is everybody here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, with that being said, this has been episode 61 of Two Goalies, One Mic. We will catch you next week.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right. Gonna do, hey, do what you gonna do, hey, do what you gonna do, party people.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, SayTheDamnScore.com.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.